Welcome to Masech Hashkalim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 5, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah, this very interesting Mishnah, talks about the hierarchy for financial responsibility or financial expenditures in the Beis HaMikdash in the Temple. So Mishnah says like this, Ein Parchse Mishloisha Gizbarim. There were no less than three Gizbarim. Gizbarim were the people that were in charge of the money of the Beis HaMikdash. They would redeem different objects, and everything that had to be spent was done through these three people. Umishiva Amarkalin. And then even above them were seven amarkalim, seven appointees that were responsible for the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. And interestingly enough, the Tosefta teaches us that there were seven keys to open up the Azara, or to open up the different storehouses. It was impossible to open it with just one key, so all seven had to be present in order for the money to be accessed. So that's just one very interesting thing. The Amarkalin, these seven people would open it, and then the Gizbarim could go inside and take the money that they needed. Additionally, the Rambam teaches us that there were actually five levels of oversight when it came to expenditures in the Beis HaMikdash. There was the Kohen Gadol, he was number one, the high priest, the Sgan Kohen Gadol, the assistant Kohen Gadol, and then there were two who were called Katilokin. I'm not sure exactly how you translate in English, but two individuals that were kind of the CFOs. Then there were the seven Amarkalin, these seven people that we're talking about. And beneath them were the three Gizbar and the three treasurers who did the actual expenditures. Says the Mishnah, Ein osin srara ala tzibur b'mamon. We're not allowed to force or collect or even oversee money. Or you can't have a person in an administrative position of money, pachos mishnayim, unless there's two people. This basically means to say that, in essence, any position, I don't know if it's only the Beis HaMikdash, even charity, there shouldn't be a single person that has all the access or all the knowledge of the money and nobody else. There has to be at least two people that are together to oversee any type of financial responsibilities that are related to the community, that are related to expenditures of the community, of our shul or organization. However, says the Mishnah, there were some exceptions. Chutz mi ben achia sha'al chod le'mayayim. Ben Achia, he was the fellow that was responsible for taking care of purchasing medication and different type of treatments for the sickness that of the stomach that the Kohanim got by eating so much meat and being in the cold. So he was allowed to spend money discriminately by himself. He didn't need oversight. Elazar Shala Parochas. Similarly, Elazar, who would buy the different items necessary for the Parochas, the Kirtan and the Beis HaMikdash, even though there were expenditures, he was individually allowed to do it. Because those people, for some reason, were accepted. Everyone agreed. We trust them. They're honest. Then in that situation, the halacha is that you can have an individual that's responsible or that oversees. Wishing you a wonderful, amazing upcoming week of spiritual success, material success, good health and happiness.